Hello, everyone. You're listening to the Live Your Raw Life podcast. Welcome to the platform where the intention is to help you live your rich, authentically aligned, wholesome life. I'm your host, Rachel Ann Watkins. Together, let's raise our vibrations and awareness in order for you to live the raw life that was meant for you. Hello, and welcome to a brand new episode of the Live Your Raw Life podcast. This week, I want to share some very exciting news for the Live Your Raw Life platform. So I've talked in the past about how there's some things happening on the back end, and one of those is my website, which is not done yet. For any of you out there who has ever worked on a website or updated a website or created a website, you know that a ton of work goes into it, but it is definitely coming along very nicely, and I'm excited to launch that. If you would like to hear the announcement when that website does go live, you can sign up now on the current website for my monthly newsletter. The monthly newsletter always picks a topic. I share a little bit of knowledge about whatever that topic is. I love sharing recipes. I love cooking for my family. I love making healthy foods. And so I always share some of my favorites, as well as upcoming events or things to just watch for. So lots of really great information in the newsletter. And there's always a component in my newsletter about body, mind, and spirit. And that's what I want to talk about this week. So my exciting news is that the Live Your Raw Life program is now accepting and enrolling clients into its new program that is called Restoring Harmony. Restoring Harmony is my health coaching component of the platform that allows my clients to bring harmony back into their life through the body, the mind, and the spirit. It is a 12-week one-on-one program. And each program is individually personalized because we are bio-individuals. That means each person is uniquely genetically made up and on planet Earth right now. And on top of that, your needs change over the course of your life. So the saying that one person's medicine is another man's poison is really a key factor in the program that I offer. So we look at where you are, what your needs are, what's going on in your life, what's going on in your body, what are some of the key changes or the key goals that you have for yourself, and then we build a customized program tailored just for you. And we do that through the three components of the body, the mind, and the spirit. And the reason I've chosen those three is because I connect them all to the three brains that we have in our body. The first brain that I focus on is the brain in our gut, our microbiome, and that's the body component. It really truly starts with lifestyle eating habits. And then from there, we move into the brain that is in our skull, so the mind in our head. And the mind in our head really dictates how we think and how we feel and how we process information. But there is this link between the gut biome, the microbiome, the brain in our gut, and the brain in our head. So in order to bring harmony between those two, we have to then work on the brain and our mind. And we do that through a wide variety of modalities. And then the third component is our spirit. And I connect that to the brain in our heart. Our heart truly has a brain. In fact, our heart puts out 50,000 times more energy than the brain in our head. The brain in our heart is so significant, and it's really important that we nourish that brain. And oftentimes we don't really think about that. I mean, how many of you out there knew that you had a brain in your heart? There's so many new studies that are being done in neuroscience and epigenetics that are discovering the importance of the health of these three brains, which is why I focus in on them. And I call it restoring harmony because all three of these brains are connected through the vagus nerve. The vagus nerve is the largest running nerve in our body. In fact, it reaches and connects every single major organ in our body. This nerve allows electrical impulses, these neurotransmitters, to operate and run up and down and throughout our whole entire system, signaling to the brain what needs help, where there needs to be some balance, what's out of balance. And if one part of that machine is not operating at its full capacity, then the other ones don't either, right? We're only as strong as our weakest link. So linking up these three brains is so critical to your overall health and wellness. I am so excited to be working with clients. I've already been working with clients, and it is such a joy to be able to hear what they've got going on and then to be able to witness the positive changes that are happening in their lives. It's absolutely amazing, and I am so blessed and so honored to be able to serve in this way. Here are some of the things that my clients have said. There was one woman that I worked with, and she said, since working with you, my relationship with myself is more loving, and I treat myself with ease and grace. One thing that she used to say to me was like, oh, I'm so hard on myself. If I don't get something done in time, or if I don't get it just perfect the first time, I just get so down on myself, and I don't know why I do that. So through the work that we did, knowing that this was something that she wanted to work on, we changed the pattern. We changed the thought pattern. We changed her habits. We changed the way she talked to herself. And it was through that work that she was able to make the shift by the end of her 12 weeks. It was so fun and just amazing. And I love where she's at right now. It's so incredible. I had another client that said, your guidance makes wellness not feel so complex and time consuming. I think that's one thing that holds a lot of people back in regards to truly getting well, to truly taking care and harnessing and taking charge over their health and wellness, is that it's so overwhelming. I mean, you hear all the time, right? Like, you need to eat right, you need to exercise, you need to drink your water, oh, and get your sleep, and then reduce your stress. I mean, when has anybody ever said reduce your stress and you're just like, okay, yep, I'm just going to reduce my stress? Like, it just doesn't happen like that. It's practices that you need to become familiar with so that those things can easily rebalance and harmonize and come back into your life or enter your life. Maybe you've never been there before and you've seen other people do it and you want to be there. That's what this program does. I primarily work with women who are feeling anxiety, stress, and overwhelm. And what we do is we are able to, through the 12-week one-on-one program, transform that into harmony, joy, and love. And the harmony is in response to the gut brain, the joy is in response to the brain in our head, and the love is obviously the brain in our heart. That's a little bit about what I do. And in the coming weeks, I'm going to share just a little bit more knowledge and information on each of these three specific brains and how I approach this in a way. It's really, really beautiful work. And you have to be ready to commit, though. That's the one prerequisite to working with me and working in this program and in this container, is that you have to be committed to yourself 100%, like 110%. You have to be willing to put the work in. I'm simply your guide on the side. I don't do the work for you. I offer suggestions. That's my job. I'm not there to tell you what to do. I'm there to help you discover the answers. In my opinion, a coach in this capacity in regards to health and wellness is not someone who should tell you what to do, but someone who should make appropriate suggestions for your specific body type, blood type, energy type, like everything that is unique about you, the suggestions should match and align to that. So that is what I do. I often use this analogy when I talk to potential clients. If Michael Jordan was signed on with the NBA and he was like, all right, I just got signed on to the NBA, coach, fired, I'm good. He probably wouldn't have made it as far as he did in his career. He had to constantly work at practicing his skills, enhancing and improving his skills. The job of that coach was to help offer suggestions so that he could do that. It's the same thing here. Sometimes we try, right? Like we try to do the best we can. We try to eat the right foods. We try to get in the exercise. We try to drink all the water. We try and we meditate and we try to open our hearts, but either we slip or something significant happens in our life that holds us back. There's a wide variety of reasons why you might not be where you want to be. And that is okay. It is perfectly okay. That's where I come in. I come in to hold you accountable, to show you, okay, we just can do this one little step at a time and remove the guilt and the shame that may come from the days where you don't follow the protocol or you don't follow your personalized plan, because we're still human. Another piece that I really love to say and use in my program is that I really help my clients strive for an 80-20 or a 90-10 lifestyle. What I mean by that is 80% of the time or 90% of the time, whatever you decide is best for you, you're really sticking closely to your new routines, to your new patterns, to your new behaviors. And then the other 20 or 10%, depending which one you choose, you're still human. That means you go eat the cake at someone's birthday party, or when you're camping, you have the tacos or chips, or you have the hamburger with the French fries at the restaurant, like whatever, but it's just not happening every day. Right? So that's the 80-20 or the 90-10 lifestyle that I really like to work with my clients on. So these are a few of the foundations that I've built my program on. And like I said, in the coming weeks, I'm going to explore and share with you more specifically on some of the things that you can expect in working with me and being part of that program. In the meantime, if this is of interest to you, I would love, love, love for you to join the Live Your Raw Life private Facebook group, and you can gain more information. I do love going live there, so it feels a little bit more one-on-one, a little bit more intimate than a podcast. Or if you do not already follow me on Instagram, there's still some information that I put on there, but primarily the information in regards to the container and the program of restoring harmony is and can be found in my private Facebook group. So I hope to see you all there very, very soon. I really appreciate you tuning in this week. I hope that you have a beautiful week ahead, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Heal yourself, heal the world. It's always an adventure. Adventure awaits. If something in this episode resonated with you, please subscribe to the Live Your Raw Life podcast and leave a review while you are there. When you rate and review the podcast, it opens up the platform to a wider range of listeners. Your support is greatly appreciated. Sending light, love, and positive energy your way. We'll see you next week.